Did you copy me, Phil?
Did you say I didn't make it last time?
When you called for me a few minutes ago, you weren't really making it, and now you are. So you've done something different.
Yeah, for some reason I'm not hitting the Lapeer repeater very well. I went over all the settings. It seemed okay.
Well, they're making some changes on that machine, so you're probably going to use this one up here that I'm on for like files in that, just so you have to look at the other stuff, but definitely the Burton or Twist 3-8, you're going to make it from where you're at. You're really close to where you're home at.
Man, it sounds like you're down in a hollow bucket. I can hardly copy much of that. I don't know what the deal is, but, yeah, it's not the nice, clear communication we had yesterday, this morning, et cetera.
Let me chew on the microphone a little bit. Is that better?
A little better. It still sounds very echoey.
Yeah, if you're on that 218 radio and you've got two of the repeaters on, it's dual watts, and they've got ka-chunk filters on these machines, and then there's a digital analog conversion, how they go online with it too. I got Scott on the phone. Let me wrap it up with him, and then I'll get back with you in 15-20 minutes.
Sounds good. I'll be in the store for about that long. All right, man. KB8OE, KHEK, clear. 7-3.
Wait, Phil, you sound great now. This is KB8OE.